The Hittites send the princess for Ramses to marry. Now, this marriage is not a love match. Undoubtedly, Ramses never saw her. I mean, she's 800 miles away. This is a political union. Very often, a king of Egypt would marry a foreigner, take her as a wife, to sort of cement a political union. And Ramses does this. And it's kind of neat, though. Ramses has a whole document carved on his temples about this marriage. And he's got to boast. You know, Ramses always had to boast, no matter what. And what he boasts is, this Hittite princess comes with more treasures than the daughter of the king of Babylon. So the idea is, I'm not just taking a wife. I'm getting all kinds of goodies with her. Now, what would she come with, you know? When you married a foreigner, it was a chance for you to get exotic goods. So, for example, right, there was no lapis, that wonderful blue stone that the Egyptians like. There was no lapis in Egypt. So she could be coming with minerals, lapis lazuli. She'd be coming maybe with horses, different strain of horses, things like that. So she's coming with quite a dowry, and Ramses makes a big deal of this, saying, you know, this is a dowry. And there's a very, very interesting comment at the end of Ramses' account of this bride arriving in Egypt. You know, she's, of course, described as beautiful, more beautiful than anything. The thing that impressed Ramses and the Egyptians more than anything, she comes with an escort, of course. She is a princess, and she is going to be a wife of Ramses the Great. So she comes with a big escort of an army, Hittite. And at the end of the document it says, Hittites and Egyptians sat together, eating, not fighting. It was like so unheard of that they would sit together at the same dinner table and eat together. It was worthy of commenting and writing it in stone. So Ramses is certainly changing. We have another exchange of Ramses with the Hittite king. And it's a sign of friendship. The Hittite king writes to Ramses and says, "My sister can't conceive a child. Could you send an Egyptian physician to help?" Now, this is not a surprising request. I mean, granted, it comes from the Hittites, but the Egyptians were famous for their medical skills. In ancient Egypt, medicine was called the necessary art. It was an art, but it was necessary. You needed it. And if you'll remember, we had a Greek tourist who went to Egypt around 450 BC, Herodotus, and recorded everything. One of the things that astounded Herodotus was the medical skills of the Egyptians. And he discusses it. He says, and apparently the Egyptians are the first ever to have specialists. Before, you were just a physician. But they had specialists, and Herodotus mentions it. There are specialists of diseases of women, gynecologists. Right? There are specialists of diseases of the eye. So the Egyptians had specialists, and it's not surprising then that the king of the Hittites says, "My sister can't conceive, send me a physician." So Ramses writes back, and it's a funny reply, it really is. Ramses says, you know, "I know your sister, she's 50, if she's a day, no wonder she can't conceive." But he says, "But I'll send a physician anyway," and he sends a physician. But I think it's a sign of friendship rather than kind of combativeness. Ramses has really changed. In year 44, Ramses marries yet another Hittite bride. Right? So Ramses is mellowing. There's no question about it. Now, why is he mellowing? Well, as I mentioned twice, he lost his wife, beloved Nefertari, but he also loses his firstborn son, Amenher-Kepchef. He dies around year 17, and I'll talk a little more about why he dies later. He also loses his son, Chaim Wasit, the first archaeologist in history, the high priest of Memphis who builds this, you know, tomb for the Apis bulls. He's had a lot of people die, and it's not surprising. Think about it. He's got 100 children. He probably has a dozen wives, maybe 50 concubines. Somebody is going to die every year. And Ramses, in midlife, doesn't go out to war again. And he turns his attention in building from temples to tombs. He's going to start to concentrate on tombs.